Good afternoon. Sunshine will continue to fade behind increasing and thickening clouds from the south and west as high pressure gives way off the eastern seaboard, but remains close enough to keep the weather dry across interior New York and New England. And a southerly breeze, which has commenced, will allow temperatures to climb into the upper 30s and lower 40s for daytime highs. Clouds will continue to increase this evening, and precipitation will break out around midnight from south to north across interior New York and New England, mainly in the form of light snow tonight. The snow will continue during the overnight hours before transitioning and changing to some sleet and rain from I-90 south by sunrise. In these locations, we can expect a sloppy 1 to 2 inches of snow by the morning drive on Thursday. North of I-90, the snow will continue overnight and through sunrise, and in these locations, 1 to 3 inches of snow will fall by the morning commute. During the morning drive and into the mid-morning hours, along I-90 and slightly to the north, we'll see that transition take place from snow to sleet and rain, and the 1 to 3 inch amounts will be the totals for this storm. Across portions of the Catskills, certainly the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, as well as the northern Berkshires, the snow will persist deeper into the morning, and 3 to 5 inches of snow will be likely. And the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, as much as 5 to 9 inches of snow will fall by mid-morning Thursday. At this point, temperatures everywhere will climb above freezing by at least a few degrees and will top out in the middle and upper 30s on Thursday afternoon with a few rain and snow showers as the storm tracks through the region and off into the north and east of us. This will leave us with a drier, colder flow of air on Thursday night, and that Arctic air will spill in by Friday morning. It'll also dry out with mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy on Friday and much colder with highs staying in the middle and upper teens. Most everyone will go below zero on Friday night before waking up on Saturday morning to some of the coldest air of the season. High pressure will continue to keep it sunny to start the weekend, but highs will only be in the lower and middle 20s. A weak disturbance will head our way on Sunday and bring some milder air into the region with a few scattered rain and snow showers, highs back into the upper 30s. Right now, it looks relatively mild for the early part of next week, highs near 40 on Monday, and a chance of rain and snow on Tuesday in the lower 40s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny near 40, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and becoming breezy in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 55 set in 1932, and the record low 16 below zero in 1979 and 1914. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:22 p.m., 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds late today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Thickening clouds in the evening with snow developing overnight tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the lower 40s. Thickening clouds in the evening with snow, sleet, and freezing rain moving in overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds late today and highs in the mid-30s. Thickening clouds in the evening with snow developing overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Thickening clouds in the evening with snow and sleet moving in overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Thickening clouds in the evening with snow developing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any morning snow will change to some rain from I-90 south, but continue as snow north of I-90 through the middle and latter portion of the morning. Then everyone will have rain and snow showers in the afternoon on Thursday in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy only in the upper teens on Friday. Sunny, cold Saturday, lower to mid-20s. A few rain and snow showers Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds near 40 on Monday, and a chance of rain and snow Tuesday, highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.